الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من الطيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. A few ayats previously, Allah addressed the whole of mankind and said, Ya Yuhannas, O people, and then Allah said, eat of the halal rosy which Allah Ta'ala has given you, and do not follow shaitan. Now after a few ayats, Allah Ta'ala is speaking specifically to the believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And as mentioned before in this this address of Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu has come around about 88-90 times in the Quran Sharif. And in this Allah is speaking directly to the believers. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, we should appreciate this very greatly, that Allah the Almighty is speaking to us directly. This is a great, great honor for us, and we should appreciate it and also receive it accordingly and then act accordingly. Here Allah Ta'ala says, Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. Eat, oh, iman walo, khao paakiza cheeze, jo rozi di humne tumko. Eat of the pure things, tayyibat, what we have given to you, razaqnakum, what we have given to you. So we should eat of that which is halal and which is tayyib, which is 100% halal. The food we eat also must be halal. The money with which we buy must be also halal. And the environment and circumstances in which we are eating it must also be halal. If we are eating this with men and women all mixed, even if it is at home, like on an Eid occasion, and there is no parda, and we are all sitting together and eating, then also we are not fulfilling the rights of the ayat. If we are at a walima also, or a raqiqa, which is a pure Islamic and sunnah thing, but there is music playing there, for photos are being taken, men and women are mixing there, then and there is music there, then that also negates this. So it must be in every aspect, it must be halal also, and it must be tayyib also. That is, there must be no doubt in it being halal, and also that that it must be healthy and wholesome food. A person should not eat unhealthy food, which has unfortunately become the norm. And we have, it's proven against us, the full proof is put against us, that we also call it junk food. We say takeaway food, and we give that preference over home food, whereas the home food is the best food, what is prepared at home by the housewife, not by the maids working in the house. But the housewives themselves, what they prepare with their own hands, that is, and this is such an important injunction that not only one, two places, but many places as far as eating is concerned, Allah has commanded us. And if we go and see, forget our namaz, etc., we fail totally even in eating correctly. According to the commands of Allah and the Sunnah, even our eating is still completely wrong. So it is very important that we correct it, because this is also a very great ibadah. Here where Allah Ta'ala says, مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, what we have given you. One very important thing is, whenever we sit down to eat, or any other thing mundane, our daily affairs, but at the moment we're discussing eating, the first thing a person should think that, Ya Allah, this rozi, this ni'mat is from none other but you. It is not my earning, it is not eating at somebody's place, they have made my da'wat, it is not that somebody has sent this food for me, this fruit for me or anything, it is from you. You are the giver, and we should add, Wahdak la sharika lak. It is from none other but only you. And then we should also make this niyat that, Ya Allah, you give it to us in a state that you are happy with us. Allah feeds everyone, even those with whom Allah is unhappy. Just like a housewife, she gives, for example, the parrot some food and she gives it happily. The parrot sings very nice, she's happy with the parrot as a pet, and she gives it whatever roti, whatever she gives it happily. And there is a rat in the house, and she gives that rat also food, but not happily, in order to trap it, in order to get rid of it. So Allah gives also, happily also. So we should make dua, oh Allah, give it to us in a state that you are happy with us. And consequently, we must obey Allah's command. Then Allah is happy with us. And we should also make dua, give it to us here in this dunya, and give us your ni'mat in the akhirat also. It must not happen, we are just adhabtum tayyibatikum fi hayatikum ad-dunya wastamta'tum fiha, that you just took away all your ni'mat in this dunya, and akhirat Allah will say there is nothing for you here. You enjoyed all your ni'mat and you only work for dunya, like all the kuffar animals, they are getting everything only in this dunya. And then also make dua for all those who are the means that have brought it to us. Whether it is the housewife who has cooked it, whoever has sent it, whatever, somebody sent it as a gift, whatever it might be, or we got da'awat by somebody's place, then make dua for them also. But in reality, it is only from Allah. And when it will be food which is halal, then the consequence will be our ibadat will be accepted. Our du'as will be accepted. And with all these conditions, then accordingly our du'a and our ibadat will be accepted. And if unfortunately it is not with this condition, if we are eating haram, we bought it with haram, we are eating in a haram environment, in a restaurant where all other people also are sitting, where there is music also, and we are eating junk food there, all those type of things, then that will cause our du'as not to be accepted. It will cause our ibadat not to be accepted. And when we eat also, we should think that this is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. We are in this world, we all know, if we give somebody a gift, and that person accepts it happily, that this person has given me this gift, we feel happy. And when that person uses that gift correctly for the purpose of what we gave it, then we get more happy also that he used it also. So food is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And as Allah says, مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, what we have given you. So it is a ni'mat of Allah, we should appreciate it. Ya Allah, you have given me this food, this wonderful, delicious food, and we should eat it with relish, not directly for the food's sake, but that it is from Allah, that Allah has sent it for me. And we should eat with that consciousness. We should not eat also in ghaflat, in unmindfulness. But then this eating also becomes a very great ibadat, very great ibadat. So much so that it comes in the hadith, Allah is very happy with that banda, that on every morsel he says, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. So when Allah is, Allah loves that person, so you have become the beloved of Allah, you have become the wali of Allah. Allah has made it in Islam, your eating can also make you a wali. You can't get up for tahajjud, you can't make any other mujahada, but at least if we just learn to eat correctly, just in our eating we can become the walis and the friends of Allah Ta'ala. So we should appreciate it that it is from Allah Ta'ala, and then make shukr to Allah for the ni'mat. So Allah is referring here that do not make haram what I have made halal for you. What I have made halal, and then use it also. Eat also and take relish in your eating. And not that the food is really so delicious, but more delicious is that Allah has given it to me. That Allah, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that be satisfied with your wife also. کہ یہ لیلا ہے بدست مولا. وٹ ایور یور وائف از شی مائٹ ناٹ بی سو پریٹی, شی مائٹ ہیو سم لٹل شارٹ کمنگس آلسو, بٹ تھنک دیٹ اللہ ہیز گیون ہر ٹو یو اینڈ تھنک آف دا نعمت آف اللہ تعالی. ان دیٹ وے یو ول اپریشیٹ اینڈ یور ہول لائف میرٹل لائف وٹ یور وائف ول آلسو بیکم اے گریٹ ریوارڈ. We haven't appreciated this ni'mat of Islam which Allah has given us, which has made our eating, our sleeping, everything an ibadat. So much so, even if we go to the toilet, we read the dua, we go with the left leg, we come out with the right leg, we read the dua, that also is a great ibadat. Such a great deen Allah Ta'ala has given us, so we should appreciate these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala and eat also and make their eating also an ibadat. For that, unless and until we don't stay in the company of those people who can teach us this, it won't come in our lives. And we won't know these things. And we'll be eating whole life and it will be just like an animal eating. No real benefit. The real benefit is when we make it an ibadat also. And that will come when we become conscious of our deen, then all our eating will also not only become an ibadat, but a great ibadat, where we gain the closeness and intimacy of Allah and the great love of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Thank you.